Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
NXT No Mercy, which takes place this Saturday in Mechanics Bank Arena in Bakersfield, California. Joining us today is Senior Vice President of Talent Development Creative, Shawn Michaels. We'll begin with opening remarks from Shawn and then open up the call to questions. Shawn?
Recording in progress.
Give me a second, guys. I'm clicking off the little thing that's coming up on my screen here. Apologies. Obviously, I want to thank y'all for, coming to No Mercy, a little press junk in here. No Mercy this weekend, big Saturday, big night for NXT, Saturday night, September 30th, live on Peacock, of course, premium live event, No Mercy, with the NXT champion, Carmelo Hayes, defending the title against Ilya Dragunov, which is going to be obviously huge. And then the NXT women's champion, the man, Becky Lynch, defending the title against former champion Tiffany Stratton in Extreme Rules match. Butch going up against Noam Dar and Olive Metaphor for the Heritage Cup. And then, of course, Dominic Dirty Down, Mysterio, defending the North American Championship against Trick Williams. And then, of course, we got a fantastic Fatal 4-Way for the tag titles. And of course, Bron Breakker and Baron Corbin, who are going to more than likely beat the living tar out of each other Saturday, which I, for one, am pretty excited to see. Also like to announce at this time, our next NXT premium live event is going to be Deadline. Bringing back Deadline was unbelievably successful for us last year. And so on December 9th from Bridgeport, Connecticut, the Total Mortgage Arena, we're going to be bringing Deadline, to the NXT universe on a premium live event, live on Peacock. And other than that, obviously I just want to, for me and for all of us here in NXT, big, exciting time for us. We feel like I feel like we've had quite the buzz going on in NXT lately. I feel like, as I always tell you, yes, I am biased, but I think we've got the best 2 hours of wrestling in programming right now here in NXT. Exciting times. Things have been going fantastic for us. Ratings are up, obviously, and just a real exciting time, for the NXT world here. And obviously looking forward to No Mercy this weekend. But with that, I'll kick to you guys and we can start with the questions.
Thanks, John. With that, we will now open up the questions. We kindly ask you to limit to one question each and we'll get through as many as we can in the time allotted. If you do have a question, please use the raise hand function within Zoom. Our first question comes from Phil Strom at USA Today. Phil?
Hi, Shawn. Thanks for doing this. I appreciate it. I was interested in the number of former NXT UK talents on this show, kind of your perspective of dealing with them and producing them and coaching them over there, their integration into your show now. how they've progressed, and also if we had any update on, you know, when NXT Europe might come into view now that the merger has gone down. Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. First on the NXT Europe, obviously looking forward to that. But, you know, from my standpoint, still waiting to, you know, to find out. Obviously, I think we're all very excited that at least now we can start getting that underway and hopefully again, bring it to everybody. I think as Hunter mentioned in 2024, but you know, right now, you know, I'm a soldier that's just waiting on marching orders, but I'm definitely ready to go. And as far as dealing with our UK talent, absolutely. Again, so I loved, you know, working with all of them in NXT UK. Just and that's again when there were so many times I would broach the subject about bringing them over to NXT, but while you know the UK was going, it was just. We all took so much pride in what we were doing over there. But I have to say, I'm thrilled to have a great many of them here now. And as far as the integration, flawless. You're talking about, you know, young, very young men and women, but they are so accomplished at their job from a performance standpoint. So I knew the integration was going to be pretty simplistic. I just didn't know, honestly, quite. I didn't know that they would all excel and lead like they do so much behind the scenes. And I think that's what I'm most proud of. So many of our guys, Ilya, Tyler, and even Butch, when he gets to come back, Nathan, everybody is just really. They not only give from a performance standpoint on the television show, but here on a daily basis in the performance center, you know, we have people go into extra ring helping with, you know, some of the very, you know, very new and upcoming talent here that are coming in from college that don't really know a lot about our jobs. They're unbelievably, you know, enthusiastic and been so great working with that new talent that I think, they're coming, you know, it sort of shows because that young talent is coming along so quickly. And a lot of that is due to so many of our UK talent really taking the initiative in the teaching aspect that we do behind the scenes here in the Performance Center on a weekly basis. So obviously I loved working with them when we were in the UK, but I'd be lying if I didn't say I don't mind not taking the plane flight and getting to have them all here with me.
Our next question comes from Matthew Aguilar at comicbook.com. Matthew.
Hi, Sean. Thanks so much for doing this. I appreciate it. You know, one of the things that was a surprise was when Gable Steveson showed up to kind of do a program in NXT. And then, you know, it got a lot of reaction, and then he kind of stopped appearing on TV. And obviously he's not part of No Mercy. Was that always going to be a one event thing? What is his status with NXT? Can we expect to see him pop up down the line?
Certainly I have every intention of, yes, of using Gable. So for me, honestly, it's me. You know, Gable has obviously a number of outside commitments, and it's just me trying to figure out what's the best way I can work with that with him. I obviously don't ever want to get in the way of any of his personal goals. But so that's obviously what we're doing now, is just trying to find out. Again, we've had him on live events, which have been just fantastic down here in South Florida and Central Florida. But just making sure that I know, you know, and get his schedule as best organized as we can, and then sit down with him and figure out how we want to map things out going into the future. But no, everything's just been fantastic. He's just sometimes a pretty busy young man. And so I want to do everything I can to be conscious of that and work with him in the best way possible going forward.
Thank you so much.
You bet.
Our next question comes from Ella J at SC Scoops. Ella.
Hi, Sean. We saw at the end of NXT, actually, it was in a digital exclusive, Kehlani Jordan had challenged Blair Davenport to a match. That match is yet to be made official, so I was wondering if you had any updates on if that will be added to the NXT No Mercy card.
I'm here to tell you that Blair Davenport will be going up against Kehlani Jordan on the kickoff show at our premium live event on No Mercy this Saturday. It is indeed going to happen. Blair Davenport been ruffling a lot of feathers here at NXT. And so that one is absolutely going to be on this Saturday, September 30th. And Blair Davenport, and again, I'm telling you, what she's been doing to Gigi Dolan, I just wouldn't be surprised. That Gigi's he's a wild girl. So I have no idea whether she will make the trip, but I do know that there's some bad blood going on there.
Thank you.
You bet.
Our next question comes from Alistair McGeorge at Metro.
Hi, Sean. How are you?
Doing well.
Good, good. I want to talk about Mustafa Ali because obviously he'd been set to be part of No Mercy, so his release did leave a lot of people blindsided. When did you find out, and what was your reaction given the work you've been doing with him down there?
I found out, again, not long after he did. Right before he did. I will say this. Look, we obviously, be lying to you if it didn't take us by surprise. But that's one thing that, I'm learning here is that, there's a main roster and NXT are totally separate rosters. I think the world of Mustafa had a great working relationship with him in the time that he was here. I will miss him. But one of the things, again, that's what we do here in NXT. We adjust. We are, again, as I've mentioned to you guys before, the fire drill is something that is a regular thing here in the WWE and certainly here at NXT. So I feel like we've made a great pivot. We adjusted. And again, he's an unbelievably creative and talented young man. I have no doubt that his future looks incredibly bright and he'll be successful. Going to miss him. Enjoyed working with him for the time that I did have him here. Now Trick Williams is the man, the beneficiary of that. And, he's got your biggest match of his life this Saturday at No Mercy.
Absolutely. Thanks for your time.
You bet.
Our next question comes from Sean Ross Sapp at Fightful.
Yeah, well, so I think certainly again the main roster ones, Dana Brooke obviously is something that caught us by surprise a little bit because we had a kind of a nice story going on there, and I'll say this, and I hope to gosh it doesn't sound insensitive. It's just that we this is not the first time that we've gone through this, and it is something that I'll say this. In my world now, I guess maybe I've grown a little bit that these things don't throw me into chaos, or I don't get too nervous, or I don't get too upset. We try not to allow the highs to take us too high and the lows to take us down too low. We've made adjustments. I'll just say this, the talent that come from main roster to work here, I just enjoy the time with them. I really do. And I feel like we give them a love and a passion back for this line of work. I feel like they're all better performers, whether they go back up to the main roster or they go somewhere else. I do know that their last experience with us is always a positive one. And that's something that, again, I think is, it's important to me anyway, that they have that experience here at NXT. But I think those would be the two, I think, Sean, that probably because I think those are the two that we had maybe in the deepest into storylines with down here. And so those are always times you got to make adjustments creatively. And, we've done that in the case of Mustafa. And obviously we're going to do that in the case of Dana as well. But,
Our next question comes from Graham Ramina at Bleacher Report. Graham.
Hey, Sean, thanks for taking the time. Earlier this week, we saw the official announcement, Jade Cargill coming to WWE, obviously her immediate plans. Not yet known whether she's going to Raw, SmackDown, NXT. Just want to get your thoughts on the official announcement. Jade Cargill is headed to WWE, and her thoughts, or your thoughts rather, on how she would fit in amongst the NXT women's division.
Yeah, well, look, huge, obviously. I mean, I think you could tell by this week, I don't know, the enormity of her signing. Got to meet with her briefly. Unbelievably wonderful young lady, very pleasant young lady, and a few days here training, a hard worker. So, and I'll tell you what, she's just, I certainly understand the buzz. I mean, she's just, and I hope I say all this correctly, but she's an awesome specimen. She's just a striking young lady and such a presence about her. So look, I just feel like that is something, she's a young lady tailor-made for the WWE, and I think she's got an incredibly bright future here. Whoever gets her, and look, I'd be lying if I didn't say I'd love to have her here in NXT, but wherever she ends up, I have no doubt she's going to have great success, and if she's here with us, it's going to be like it always is. We're going to utilize her to the best of our abilities, try to make it an enjoyable experience for her, but again, I think she's looking at what I think is going to be just a fantastic experience here in the WWE.
Awesome. Thanks.
Yep.
Our next question comes from Mike Johnson. Mike.
Hey, Sean, how are you?
Doing well.
So I wanted to ask you about the ratings of late. We've seen them trending upwards. Obviously, a couple of weeks ago, you hit over 800,000 in the overnights. I was curious how much of the strategy for the brand with the new talent, the main roster talents coming in, being integrated, is designed to get that number up as, you know, there's new media rights deals coming up. And day to day, week to week, how involved are you in paying attention to that versus just worrying about creative and the evolution of the talent so you can get them up and out to the main roster?
Sure. So look, obviously, where I'm at now is different than where I was at the beginning. I think at the beginning, you're looking at those ratings every week, you probably. I'll say this: I'm not a numbers guy by any stretch, but I've learned more about numbers than I. You know, two times when I was focused on ratings. The one time that you're the champion holding the belt for the title for this company, and then when you're the guy running the show that has to get those ratings. So at the beginning, I focused on them quite a bit. Now, again, I understand the long game. I understand the goal. Obviously, we're always thrilled when they go up. And that's the thing. Right now, we have been trending up. And trending up, you know, certainly in those demographics that everybody speaks of, significantly. You know, we're talking 26, you know, percent in the 18 to 49 and probably 61% in 18 to 34, which again, when I first took over, well, first when I had to step in for Hunter and then eventually took over here in NXT, the conversation I had with Vince is him wanting me to focus on that 18 to 34. I will say this, despite other stories that have been out there, it was never being compared to anybody else. It was just him wanting us to focus on the 18 to 34 because he wanted us to have a younger demographic. And that's the one that has grown significantly, in these last 2 years. So we're very proud of that. And as you said, trending upwards. But yes, look, that's always the strategy, right? This is a television business. The strategy is always to try to get those numbers up. Obviously, the main roster integration helps us with that. An analogy I'd like to sort of share, we feel like the main roster for us is kind of like a Trojan horse. So we come in, you know, with the main roster person, but then, you know, out of the Trojan horse comes all these NXT stars that we're hoping, again, when a Becky Lynch comes in here and gives us a well over 800, you know, and heck, in her segment into the millions, we hope that what we do is we, you know, expose a number of NXT talent to them, that a percentage of those people come back. and they see something that they enjoy in our product, they, you know, again, they look at, they see our show, they go like, wow, they do a lot of different stuff here. They do stuff unlike anybody else. They do so many more offsites. They have so many different, I don't know, spaces and environments for their talent. It's not just in the back of the building all the time. There's so much variety to what they do. There's some humor, there's fun, there's great wrestling. So that's what we hope, you know, happens in this process, is that, you know, each time we use a main roster talent, that will obviously get us, you know, viewers we didn't have before, that, a certain segment of them continue, you know, to watch our product and enjoy it. And as of right now, that's been working and working quite successfully. I don't want to toot my own horn, but it's been going really well for us. I feel like NXT has got a buzz right now. And again, I do. I feel like we're the hottest thing going right now, in the wrestling business, because again, we have a fun show. And this is, ours is, again, the closest thing to Attitude Era you're going to get. And I know a lot of people, oh my goodness, want to roll their eyes at that. But we've got Wild West stuff going on all the time down here. There's always something new happening. It's very different. We have a number of different reasons for being in storylines. If you ask me, every other show out there right now, they all wrestle each other because they're all angry at each other. Everybody's, I'm angry at this guy, or I'm angry at that guy, and we're going to fight about it. But again, if you watch NXT, you're going to see there's a lot of different reasons. There are a lot of different stakes on why people get into wrestling matches on our show. So sorry for the long diatribe, but I'm very proud of our show and what we've accomplished over the last several months.
All right. Thank you for the time.
You betcha, Mike.
Our next question comes from Najir Chambers at Big Gold Belt Media.
Hey, Sean, how's it going today?
Doing well.
You mentioned Trick Williams earlier, and it's without a doubt, he's nuclear hot right now. I was wondering if you could just give an overall assessment about his growth as a performer.
Absolutely. He is, he's the epitome of what you want here. He comes in, former college athlete, focused, does well in his role of sort of, again, being the sidekick of Carmelo Hayes. But you won't find a guy who works harder than Trick. And he's everything you want. Again, he really is. He's a fan.
Hey, guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day, and Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything, and you won't believe how simple it is.
Fantastic young man. He's an extra ring every day. He's a guy, he comes to me, I'm happy with what I'm doing, but I want more, Sean. I feel like I came here to be a man, to be my own man and to be on top. A lot of what we are doing on television with Trick is Trick Williams real life, because he wants to be his own man. He wants to stand on his own. He is willing to earn it. He is easily one of the top two or three hardest workers in this place right now. He is a grinder. He's doing everything he can. He's soaking it in every chance he gets. He's asking for more. When he stumbles or he falls, you can tell him and he adjusts. He takes it like a man and doesn't get angry at you, doesn't get his feelings hurt. He writes it down and he never does it again. It's just, he really is. I can't say enough about his progression here. And I say that, I guess, because he's easily a guy that could get comfortable in his role because he's got a gift to gab. And and it's there, and he doesn't even have to try to do that. But the in the ring aspect of this is an area that he knew he needed to improve on. And he's, you know, he's self-accountable. You know what I mean? And I don't know. I admire him. I think the world of him. And he's doing fantastic. That's why he's getting this opportunity this weekend. This is, you know, this is Trick's first time in on the big spotlight. You know, I'm thrilled for him. I'm excited for him. I hope he knocks it out of the park. But Trick Williams is easily one of the good guys and one of the really good stories, and one of the reasons that I love doing this. He is, again, and I am going on about it, but it is. It's because he's well, it is. He's everything that's good in this job and makes you feel good about doing it.
Great. Our next question comes from John Alba at Fight. John.
Hey, Sean, hope everything is going well with you. I want to piggyback a little bit off of the discussion point that was brought up by Mike a little bit about the progression of NXT as a property. We saw recently that Fox is letting go of SmackDown, and SmackDown's going to be heading back to the NBC Universal family, and that's kind of left some questions as to what's next for NXT. I would love to have your assessment on where do you think NXT fits in the current wrestling bubble, and would you be open to non-traditional distribution with it?
Yeah, well, I will say this, full transparency, that those types of things obviously are left to people that are a heck of a lot smarter than me, and as they should be. But I will say, I would prefer to be on what I guess would feel like a younger, hipper kind of network. Again, then that's just me, because I feel like that's what NXT is. NXT is, again, I go back to, I always use the analogy of college football. I think there's an energy and an excitement and a youthfulness about NXT. Our partners at USA clearly have just been fantastic over the years. I feel like, and clearly we've got the proof to show it, that we have grown, you know, in that younger demographic. But look, every now and then you do think if we had the lead into a Marvel movie or something like that, you know, there might be an opportunity, you know, to capture a new fan base, so to speak. So, but look, again, those are, you know, people smarter than me will be handling that. I do know that, again, we love doing this. I think you'd be crazy not to want to have our show on your network. And look, I'll be waiting just like you guys will be to find out where we end up. But I think it's going to be, I think there are a lot of smart people out there in the television industry. With television being down, NXT, you know, overall being up, even if, again, you know, I think television is down like, I don't know, like 8% or something like that. So even if you're up 3 or 4%, that's significant in the television world. And so that is something that we're competing to be number one on cable in Tuesday nights now. And, even when the Wednesday night wars were going on, it was a fight between two people, but it's not like anybody was fighting it out for first or second, or, you know, we were in the teens for heaven's sakes. And now, you know, there are times NXT are number one, we're in the top five on a regular basis. I think that's a really good thing for us. And so I feel like the world now is catching on to NXT and, you know, and the buzz that's around it.
Thanks, Sean.
Thank you. And I'm sorry I gave you the more answer than you wanted, for heaven's sakes. So, my bad.
Our next question comes from Jason Powell. Jason?
Okay, hopefully you can hear me now. Tiffany Stratton recently said that she would like to be called up to the main roster and feels like WrestleMania feels like a good time for her. You've been pretty honest with your assessment when it comes to these things during past calls. Is she on pace to be ready by then, or do you think she'll need more time in NXT?
Yeah, well, and again, I'll say I absolutely love our talent. And look, a lot of times it's because they're getting posed the question about call-ups, and they come up so much. But and I guess I just always want them, you know, and even you guys to remember when asking the questions, the talent doesn't decide when they get called up. So they can, they can want to be called up here or there. There's, you know, there are people in control of that, that may or may not be asking for their opinion. I don't know. They might be in, you know, and that does influence it. But look, she's one of the most talented people that, you know, certainly that we have here. Are there things that she still needs to learn? Absolutely. But again, sometimes you will learn faster if you're in the ring with people better than you, obviously. I do think there, though, I think there are some things, certainly from a natural feel, she can do everything athletically, you know, that she needs to do. But look, could she find more comfortability from a promo standpoint? I think she can. Can she find more comfortability even for some in-ring work? And be able to have a more natural feel to a lot of things? Absolutely. Do I think she can get that accomplished by WrestleMania? Absolutely. She certainly can. It's going to be just time and effort. But I guess I always want to, I don't know, I guess, be tempered with those type of things, because it's just important that, you know, you guys and the talent, you know, I can make recommendations for somebody, but they're the ones that kind of make the decision about who gets called up. And so Tiffany has all the tools easily to be a WWE superstar on the main roster. And she's only going to get better from where she's at now. So I think it's easy to say, with the ability that you see now, only getting better, she's everybody's going to be ready with more time, or more ready with more time. But if you took her up now, she'd still only improve from that standpoint.
Thanks for the time and best of luck with the show.
Thank you very much.
Our next question comes from Kim Sokol. Kim?
Hi, Sean. So following up on Tiffany Stratton, how would you assess her work with Becky Lynch in the feud that's going on right now?
Look, I think it's been fantastic. And that's sort of like in the previous question that I was speaking to. You know, she's now been out on many live events. And, you know, just in talking with her since she's been back, you know, she's like, oh my goodness, it's so, you know, it's one of those things where you go like, all right, that she's getting that light bulb moment. And a lot of times it does. It comes with being out there with somebody that's so much better than you and can bring you so much more experience that, like, at certain times, we don't have here a lot. Again, we sometimes have a lot of similarities in our experience levels down here. Now, granted, we've got a number of our UK talent, but again, I don't know, you know, that have experience and that are very good, but Tiffany hasn't really had the opportunity to be in there with people that have that much more experience than her. So now that she's gotten to do that with Becky, I think, you know, now I think her development rate, so to speak, is going to increase exponentially. So she's a bright young lady. She's a hard worker. She's unbelievably gifted and talented just naturally, as you can tell. But her experience with Becky has, again, just been a world of difference to her, because I think it's finally, you know, allowed her to grasp, like, oh, that's what you guys are always talking about, being out there on those live events with this feel, you know. And you know, she even said, like, boy, it's a big difference when you're out there in front of 10,000 people as opposed to, you know, 400 or 500 here in the, you know, in the CWC. So again, it's now happening for her. So again, I think the future is, you know, as we all know, is going to be very bright for her.
Our next question comes from Pedro Vega at Lucha Libre Online. Pedro?
Sean, sir, it's an absolute honor being here. Thank you for your time. We haven't seen successful were both Backlash and SmackDown airing here from Puerto Rico. Do you think it might be possible to have NXT PLE or NXT weekly show live air import from Puerto Rico or any Latin American country like Mexico or Chile?
Well, I certainly know we'd love to, but I'll say this. I, if I'm being truthful, I think it would probably be a while before NXT gets that opportunity. As much as we would love to do that, there's still a, you know, we are still going to be the third brand. We'll still be the developmental brand. But I do know, look, again, NXT is always looking, and the WWE, always looking to expand. Whether it be, as we talked about earlier, NXT Europe, whether it be, you know, an NXT Mexico, NXT Latin America. Again, whatever it is, there's a, you know, certainly a desire, you know, for what we call global localization and the expansion of NXT. Is it in the future? I absolutely believe that it is. I just don't know when that'll be. But believe me, we love traveling here in NXT. We love being able to, you know, to bring our product, you know, to people that have don't regularly get to see it. So nothing would thrill us more than to be able to hop on a plane and go to Chile, my man. I can promise you that much.
Sir, thank you for your time. Best of luck this Saturday and No Mercy.
Thank you so much.
Our next question comes from Nick Hausman. Nick?
Unmute. Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Thanks for taking the time, Sean. It's a really exciting time for wrestling fans. Seeing Jade make the leap to WWE, it looks like Brian Pillman Jr. May have made the leap as well. There's another AEW name that became available here, it sounds like, in the last month or so, and that's CM Punk. A lot of people are wondering if WWE would even welcome him back into the fold. I was just wondering, would you welcome him into NXT, or do you think that WWE would welcome him back in general?
Well, of course we'd welcome him here in NXT. My guess is he probably would want to go to the main, you know, again, go to the main roster would be my guess. But I always enjoy working with Phil. Again, didn't get to do it much. But I'll say this. I understood him. You know, I think there were, again, whether you want to say there were similarities in us. And look, I can't lie. We were at TV and he once pulled out of his wallet right there on the spot a little autograph that I guess I had apparently signed for him in a hotel. That he still had. So I've always liked him. And I understand he's a different kind of cat and, you know, can sometimes be challenging, you know, to get along with people. But again, that's probably why I like him, because I suffer from the same thing. So, but still, look, obviously that's for people to decide higher up on the food chain than I am. He's a guy that does numbers, and makes money. I think that would be a risk reward ratio that I'm sure from a company standpoint they'd have to consider. But when it comes to, would we take him in NXT and have him on our television? Are you kidding me? Of course I would. I just don't think anybody'd let me.
All right, cool. Well, thanks so much for the time, Sean.
You bet. Well, who doesn't take that kind of star power? I don't know.
I don't know. Apparently others. Yeah. So there you go.
And our last question comes from Steve Fall. Steve?
By the way, if I get in trouble for that one, I'll let you guys know. I don't know.
You probably are getting in trouble for that. But anyways, seeing talent that get drafted from NXT to Raw. Let me get the baby. Here we go. You want the baby, Sean? You get what you want. There All right, there's go. The baby. There we go. There's the baby. We had to have the highlight. Oh,
look at that smile. Look at that.
Oh, boy.
We're getting to know each other.
I know. With NXT talent, young talent like this baby, maybe. Oh, there's my son calling for you too, Sean. Everyone loves you in this house, Sean, especially me. But NXT somewhere. Talent being drafted, when talent being drafted from Raw and SmackDown, and you see them go on those shows and they're not being treated the same way that you were treating them at NXT, how do you feel seeing that? Because I imagine it's like a father, you know, seeing your children go off to college, but you're not really happy the way they're being treated at college.
Well, look, I'll say this, it's a totally different beast. And again, because look, once you get called to the main roster, it's business here too. It's certainly supposed to be. And all of this is a business, but the main roster is very different. That's where you're talking about, again, things getting serious. You're dealing with a number of, again, grown men and women, again, that are there to handle business, to draw money, to make money, again, to build a future for you and your family. I just happen to what we do here. And again, for me, it was, I don't know, I felt that it was the culture that I felt Hunter had put in place. And I just continue to try to, I don't know, continue to stoke that fire, which is here. I want it to be fun and enjoyable. We're college. This is, again, in the learning and the developing stage, and there's going to be mistakes, and I want them to feel free to make them, to take some risk, to try some things. And if it doesn't work out, I don't know, the sun's still going to, again, a famous thing that I say here, the sun's still going to rise tomorrow. The business is still going to go on. Yes, is it serious? Because look, we have to do ratings. We have to, you know, secure television deals and television rights deals and all of that. I'm still always going to be the perfectionist that I was in the ring behind the scenes doing this job. I still work every day doing my best to write and produce the best wrestling show that I can. I feel like we do that, but I can certainly encourage my talent to enjoy the process in which we do that. And understand that the highs and the lows, you know, the ebbs and the flows are going to be there, because I feel like that's the best way to help them adjust to life on the main roster and to life in general. And so, look, it's not just teaching them how to do this job. It's teaching them how to be human beings while they're doing this job. And look, I think there's a mentorship there that we all take pretty seriously around here, that we want to make sure, again, that they don't put too much pressure on themselves. They don't get too anxious about things, because this business is not always.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Going to go the way you want it. That's why, again, I say that, and I know, like, people in the press, you don't mean it to in a negative way when you ask talent about being called up, and they feel like the minute you ask that must mean I'm ready, and I'd like them to call me up around WrestleMania. And that, from a company standpoint, I go, that's great, but I don't know if the company cares about when you want to get called up. You know what I mean? They're thinking about things much bigger, than we are. And so I guess I always just try to, at least, again, those things will get, you know, those things will come, the stress, the anxiety, the business, the saving for the future, all those types of things, worrying about your spot, worrying about the program you're in, all those things are going to come. Down here, I try to not have those things exist and have them experience some of those things maybe for a while. But again, it's the full developmental system down here, and I just want them to flourish and enjoy the process and not get too stressed out about it, because if you can't handle it here, you're never going to make it up there.
Well, thank you for answering the question, and thank you for enjoying my family.
You bet. My pleasure. I do. It's beautiful.
Thank you all for joining. Thank you all for joining. We'll end with final comments from Sean. Sean.
Yeah, well, once again, just thanking you guys for doing this. I know I'm not the smoothest at this, and I don't know. I always appreciate your patience with me. I try to tell you as best I can. I am not the analytical and corporate guy. I don't always have the right words to express it. I'm just a guy that loves doing his job here in NXT. And yes, I do it, in many ways on a corporate level, but when it comes to stuff like this and talking about the business, I'm excited for NXT. I'm excited about No Mercy this weekend. Our talent feel the same way, the same passion that I have for this, our locker room has. And that's why they're going to go out there this Saturday at No Mercy in Bakersfield and tear the house down and do everything they can to give, the fans of NXT the best show that they can. And look, I feel like we do. We have the best 2-hour wrestling show on television. And if we don't, we will get there, and we'll challenge you any day of the week and twice on Sunday. And I'll put my locker room up against anybody's, because I know I got the biggest, baddest locker room in all of professional wrestling. and sports entertainment for what it's worth. But again, thank you guys so much for helping us out with these. And look, I hope you enjoy doing them. I know I do. And see you later. And thanks a lot.